Electricity, a big idea that's inspired countless new ones. From powering the light bulb to virtually powering our entire lives. 30 years ago, State Street launched the Spider S&P 500 ETF, SPY. A big idea that inspired the world to invest differently. And still does. What can you do with SPY?
Before investing, consider the fund's investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Visit SSGA.com for a prospectus containing this and other information. Read it carefully before investing. SPY is subject to risks similar to those of stocks. All ETFs are subject to risk, including possible loss of principal. Alps Distributors, Inc. Distributor.
Restrictions on crowd sizes have even reached the Strip.
Unfortunately, we had to shut down the Strip in Las Vegas.
Right now, we're seeing these casinos shut down coast to coast.
When Las Vegas went dark during the pandemic, our screens lit up. For lockdown consumers, a new range of apps made betting, gaming, and even investing easier than ever.
My friends personally, sports betting or investing, any way they can make a quick buck.
These games today sound like they could be even more addictive because they're actually being created and adjusted to what the gamer wants.
Yes, completely, completely.
For a generation raised on smartphones and influenced by social media,
I'll show you exactly how
you can become a millionaire without doing any research.
Some apps have encouraged more daring attitudes towards money.
You open it up every single day and you're like, oh my God, I just made $700 more.
People are saying you could be a millionaire.
It doesn't feel like real money just because it's so easy. It's almost the same thing as going shopping online.
With the explosion in online betting and investing apps, is business simply giving us what we want?
You can bet on the games you want anytime you want.
Or turning us into a generation of gamblers?
You invested $10,000 and it turned into $1.3 million. On a cryptocurrency created based on a meme.
That was me with spare money. I took a huge risk in this, threw 10 grand in, and this one ended up taking off.
I'm Melissa Lee, and this is part two of Generation Gamble, a special CNBC podcast. Act five, All That Glitters.
So the moving truck just came, and this is everything that we're moving. So we're about to load up the Corvette and the Tesla.
Matt Lorien is leaving home for the first time.
Bye-bye, Massachusetts. Coming to Miami.
He's hopping a first-class flight and heading south.
We officially made it to Miami.
He's here for the city's emerging crypto and tech scene. In some ways, Matt is already fitting right in.
This is the top of the line, the best one you could get for the Corvette C8. Bright red, can't miss it. But
you cannot miss it, that's for sure. Did you pick the color because it would show up really well in videos?
Exactly. You know me too well. That's exactly why. That's my at. You can find me on social media.
At Matt Lorien.
Yeah, because a lot of people will drive by. Whoa, whose car is that? So right there on the side, and it helps people know I didn't rent it.
It's actually yours.
Yeah, I bought it in cash.
$120,000 in cash. It's a sign that Matt has arrived. He's an entrepreneur, trader, and social media influencer with more than 1 million followers on TikTok.
I'm going to show you how teenagers are making tens of thousands of dollars every single day.
At just 18 years old, Matt is a crypto millionaire. At least that's what he showed us.
It's a screenshot from a few months ago.
So this is $2 million at this moment in time.
Yeah. This number has ranged. Like, this has went up to 2.5, it's went down. And right now it's a little bit lower after everything that's happened. I don't know if you've seen the crypto markets recently.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been pretty brutal.
But volatile markets are exactly what's attracting Gen Z investors looking to make money outside the 9-to-5, and some 30% of them are turning to social media for advice. Hundreds of influencers, like Matt, are happy to give it to them.
You can become a millionaire without doing any research.
Have you ever wondered when's the best time to buy a stock?
Forex trading is a lot simpler than it looks. If you want to learn how, check out the link in my bio. Peace.
Are you surprised that people your age, in your age group, go to social media, go to TikTok for financial advice?
I'm not surprised by it. I try to provide value in different ways. For example, I have a trading series where I just show them technical analysis, how to do that. And people find it perfect to just kind of get a jump start.
One strategy that I use to trade is simply trying to predict these retracements.
Influencers aren't required to have licenses, certifications, or any formal training. But what they might lack in resume, they make up for in hype.
Why do you post all these pictures of your nice apartment and the view and the car and all of that?
It's not only showing off my lifestyle to help motivate others, but it's deeper for me. I'm proud of myself. I just want to post a picture.
If you see some person who's exactly your age, same socioeconomic background, basically looks like you, and that person went from having no dollars to $1 million, you're going to be curious about that, and you're going to chase it.
NYU marketing professor Adam Alter says the allure of all those flashy lives we see online is hard to resist.
It sounds like social media is not helping this in general.
Yeah, I think the issue with social media is just that we're seeing the very best 1% of the 1% best lives. Then you start to say, well, if this is the very best possible outcome for that person, why is that not available to me?
This whole table is about to transform.
So. Matt and his crew capitalize on that feeling, showing followers what they want and how to get it. Like in this TikTok they're shooting about how to make money by going viral on Snapchat.
Should we put like money in front of them?
Yeah.
It's all about pleasing the almighty algorithm.
Let's make some money, guys.
Even the time you post can make the difference between a viral video and a flop.
It's 2:01 right now.
It's perfect.
Perfect time for a new video?
Well, 1 minute late, but
okay.
We'll get on it. So, this is the video that I have.
Your goal is to come up with some type of entertaining game. So once you're done, it should look something like this. Now just post that to Spotlight, and if you get a lot of views, Snapchat will message you, and you make some quick money.
How soon will you be able to tell if this video is successful?
Within the first hour.
But the video never had a chance to succeed. TikTok took it down, citing policy violations. Matt says he's not sure why the video was flagged. Plenty of financial videos remain on the platform, leaving viewers on their own to sort the good advice from the bad.
There always just has to be very super high skepticism about any information that you take from social media with respect to investing.
As a professor at the University of Illinois, Dr. Narissa Brown has studied the impact of social media on investing.
Are you surprised at how much power these influencers have?
We've always kind of had some influencers when it came to stock market investing. That fund analyst that's on TV or certain shows. However, on the social media side, it's anybody, right? Being that influencer, we don't know who they are. We don't know their incentive.
Incredible, because you have the brand.
Sometimes influencers are paid to promote a certain stock or crypto. And that's not the only risk when you mix social media with investing.
The other day, I promoted a cryptocurrency named Mando, which the developers pretty much scammed everyone, including me.
Matt issued this apology on YouTube after getting caught up in what's known as a rug pull, where people are encouraged to get in on a new crypto coin, only to have the developers take their money and run.
I wanted to come on here and take responsibility and tell you guys how truly sorry I am.
Matt says he wasn't paid to promote Mando, but followers who took his advice on the crypto were left empty-handed.
Some people called you a scammer.
Yes. A lot of people, it stinks because my reputation is iffy. It's very, very hard as being an influencer because you make a small mistake and it's blown up to the masses.
Do you feel a sense of responsibility for all the people who get in based on your recommendation?
Yes. Yeah, I do feel a lot of responsibility. So now I'm extremely cautious with what types of cryptos I talk about.
For influencers, it's not just the cars and the money. Trust is the most valuable asset for attracting new followers.
They might come across one of your videos on TikTok and say, who is this guy? He's 18. He lives in some fancy apartment in Miami. He just graduated from high school. Why should I believe him? Why isn't he an internet pump and dumper or a scammer or the modern day snake oil salesman?
I try to allow my success and everything about me to talk for itself and prove to them that this is me. I built this on my own. I'm trying to motivate our generation. But at the end of the day, no matter what you see online, you have to think for yourself.
You seek the key.
But first, you must learn the ways of precision, craft, and performance with Acura's all-electric ZDX. With a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system, up to a 313-mile range, and a Type S variant with an estimated 500 horsepower, the ZDX is their most powerful SUV yet. Unlock the energy when you visit Acura.com to order yours today.
Act 6, Retro Future.
Get some long hairs.
Let's be a blonde.
Let's be a blondie.
This is my avatar, primping for a game of blackjack in a place called Decentraland.
Little smiley thing, that's a dealer?
That's a dealer.
We're in the Atari Casino, one of several businesses here. Welcome to the next-gen platform, where you don't need to hop on a plane to Vegas to live the high life. But to get there, I had to come here, Atari headquarters in New York City, to find out why an old-school video game company is doubling down on the idea. A few rounds of Pong seem like a good place to start.
But this is what made Atari famous.
Yeah, that's the first video game, basically, yeah.
Ever,
yeah.
Once the IT brand of video gaming, missteps caused Atari to stumble and fall, filing for bankruptcy in 2013. That's when Fred Chenet, the former French banker and video game enthusiast, rescued the company from $34 million in debt.
The black one will be exclusive to GameStop.
Okay.
In less than a decade, Atari is posting revenues of more than $28 million.
I want to check it first.
And it's profitable again, with the staff the size of a startup.
Because we're still small, we can move very, very quickly, and we still have a very good chance to become very, very relevant again.
Fred is betting much of that relevance will happen on the blockchain, a system of computers supposedly safe from hackers that keeps track of cryptocurrency transactions, as well as providing a platform for virtual worlds or metaverses like Decentraland, which brings us back to the Atari Casino.
See a couple of limos.
It's built in partnership with Decentral Games, which has a hand in 6 casinos here, and where only certain cryptos are accepted.
So now we're at a 20. 20 is a winning hand, so now we lead, so we stay.
Maxime Boukai helped develop the Atari token. Yes, the brand has its own crypto. When we went gambling, it was worth about 13 cents.
So we stayed, the dealer at 17. And there we go. We just made $25.
You can have an instant reward, instant transaction with an Atari token.
It's what the gamer wants.
Yes, exactly. We want the same type of experiences, but with an instant gratification that they can follow, they can trace.
Professor Khalil Philander of Washington State University, who studies gambling behavior, has found that type of quick hit in real life usually helps the house more than the player.
One of the things that we do in casinos from a responsible gambling standpoint is you can't actually get new cash at the table that you're at. You actually have to get up and you have to oftentimes walk to an ATM that's purposefully located off of the casino floor. And that little break is designed to give you the chance to reflect on, do you actually want to chase those losses that you've just engaged in?
We have to take a card. 24, we lose. That's not good.
In April 2021, Fred Chenet stepped down as Atari CEO. He is now the head of Crypto Blockchain Industries, a company that plans to extend Atari's brand and integrate blockchain in virtual worlds. To Fred, the metaverse is the next step in the evolution of gaming.
Obviously, every game maker or app maker wants to create something that people want to go back to again and again and again.
So you have to make them come back and offer at the same time things that are slightly different. When we were making games, you know, in 2000, 2005, it was like a movie. You could not change the experience. The beauty of the metaverse is that, in fact, we invest more after the launch of the game than before. So what we do, we bring the game to a level that is satisfactory so we can make it available to players online. And then we test the reactions. And we add, we tweak, we change, we delete, we apologize.
These games today sound like they could be even more addictive because they're actually being created and adjusted to what the gamer wants.
Yes, completely. We try to find something which pleases the audience and is compatible with our objectives. So it's like real time or real time adjustments.
Casinos in Decentraland are run by global communities and are completely unregulated. Players themselves can help make rules and even get a cut of the profits if they ante up tokens. Maxime Bucay explains.
So there's a pool, just like a casino has a bankroll, where anyone can put tokens in. So I'm going to place them into the casino pool and hope the players lose money so I can keep a share of that money.
So unlike the real world,
You
can choose which side you want to be on.
Exactly.
Decentral Games casinos reportedly racked up $100 million in crypto transactions in the first 6 months. In addition to gambling, players can invest in NFTs, or non-fungible tokens, those speculative digital assets like land, art, or fashion.
For example, this pair of pants is $4,000.
$4,000 for a virtual bell-bottom pants.
Exactly, $10,000 for that hat.
That seems like a lot of money for something only your avatar can wear. And it's not the only game in town.
This is literally like real life in a video game.
Social media influencer Matt Lorien bought virtual plots of land in another metaverse called Earth 2.
There's a mini island back here too, 60 cents a pop.
I started posting videos online of me showing off tips in the game.
I've been trying to find places that are really high in resources.
How to buy land here, do this.
Holy moly. I just spent $1,600 on land.
In my opinion, I believe it could be the future of video games.
But just keep in mind that like any investment, it is a risk.
It's a risk some are willing to take because it's not just a new way of playing. It might be a whole new economy. Even big names like Facebook and Fortnite are banking on the idea that people want to hang out, play games, and create businesses in the metaverse.
I think what we're headed towards is a very different environment from any we've seen before.
Virtual casinos are just the beginning. I'm Melissa Lee. Thanks for listening to this CNBC special podcast. To watch Generation Gamble, visit CNBC Documentaries online or stream it on Peacock.
What's on the horizon for financial markets? At PGIM, it's a question that over 1,400 investment professionals relentlessly research in pursuit of your long-term goals. Specialized across asset classes, but united in collaboration, our teams provide global and local expertise. Our investments shape tomorrow, today. Pursue your tomorrow with PGIM, a leading global asset manager.